This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There are six types of Facebook killers. These are personality types that use social networks to commit murder. Pretty spooky stuff. And I guess Facebook murders are on the rise because Facebook is probably one of the most popular social websites that are out there. So I'll kind of inform you guys on what a Facebook murderer could look like. And, wow, freaky. And how to protect yourself. Also, it looks like women have a better sense of smell than men. It's so true. We could tell which one of our kids pooped in their diaper, which kid tooted, if the cat did it or the dog or whatever. We have that good a sense of smell. And apparently there was a study that found that women actually do have better olfactory cells than men. I don't know if I agree with that term, better, but we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about how alcohol makes you gain weight. I know a lot of people look all skinny in the ads, and they're sitting there holding a glass of wine or a beer, and you're like, no way, I can't drink a beer without gaining 5 pounds. I can't wear a bikini having that tummy that small and tight. That's fake or Photoshopped. Well, you're probably right. Then I guess we have a huge winter blast coming, Arctic blast. I guess temperatures are supposed to drop because of this polar vortex. I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a biting, freezing cold, I think 78 degrees. And I'm not proud of that, guys. I really wish I could start seeing some flurries and some snow. I'm getting all excited for Christmas, but, you know, I got Uggs still. I want to wear my Uggs, and I can't. We're still wearing flip-flops out here. But, unfortunately, with bad weather comes some bad things. So we're going to talk about that. Whoa, that was a pretty picture. There was like a waterfall that was all kind of iced over. Then colon cancer cases are rising in young adults. We're seeing more and more young people with colon cancer. Why? Hot dogs aren't, you know, as big as they used to be, and nitrates and nitrites. What's going on here? So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Christmas time is coming, and usually when we start to get to this time of year, some of us panic, like, oh my gosh, what do we get somebody? Oh my gosh. You know, and what to spend money on, et cetera. Well, some of you guys may find this to be a better purchase than you think. There is, and I can't say it on air, but it's called S-Word Express that will send poop, actual poop, fecal matter, to someone who you hate. Rather than sending gifts to people you like, maybe what we need to do is turn this around saying, look, if you don't get anything from me, you're lucky. Because what I do give out is poop. I guess it's called Blank Express, you know, with the S word, okay? All right, so you guys could just obviously get that. And you could send it to your neighbor, your boss, or et cetera. And it's poop. It's company. It's online. And I think they use horse poop. But you could actually choose an animal of the type of poop you want, I guess, of the animal poops they have. So you could choose an animal, you give the address, then you choose how you want your package wrapped, in a heart container, whatever. And then you pay anonymously with Bitcoin. And I guess $17 will get you a box of horse poop or whatever that you could send to anybody that you want. The Cito, or the cryptocurrency, like the Bitcoin, that internet currency, helps to ensure your anonymity, to be anonymous. I can't say that word, anonymity. All right. It is illegal to send. You see, this is what I don't understand. Remember when we were dealing with that whole chickenpox lollipop thing? It's illegal to send pathogens through the mail. I don't know how it could be legal to do this. But apparently, in some nations, this Poop Express place is able to, I guess, navigate the law. I know a lot of you guys think it's funny. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I think it could open up a world of Salmonella and E. coli infections, but nobody cares about that. They just care about getting back at your boss. I don't know what's a good way to get back at the boss. See, here's the thing, okay? If I had a boss that was supporting my family with the paycheck that I'm working for, I don't think he would be my first choice of sending a big canteen bin of poop to. Now, I know why a lot of you guys want to do that. You want to get your boss. You want to send stuff like that to your boss because you're hoping that they would then maybe turn around and be nice. They're not going to be nice. Bad things happen to bad people. And do they turn out good? No. You guys all watch Boardwalk Empire, right? Right? Bad guys, bad things happen to the bad guys. Do they turn around and turn over a new leaf and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to now be good and I'm going to be nice. No, they still went around and kill people. Okay? Because the feeling wears off. How many of you guys have a close call in a car and you almost get into a car accident, right? So I was getting into a car accident, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to drive fast again. I'm always going to stay in the right lane. I'm going to watch out for pedestrians. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right? You know, I'm going to be careful next time. And then 5 weeks later, you're just back to doing what you're doing. However, the memory of you sending something like that to your boss, or the memory of you trying to get back an enemy, that's going to last forever. So, yeah, don't forget about their behavior, but they sure as hell going to remember what you're doing to them. So I would just suggest send something different than poo-poo, okay? You know what I always do? Any adversary I've had in my life, anybody who was a real you-know-what to me, I just showered them with kindness. I just acted like I completely forgot and all is good. And the funny thing is, I can't tell you how many of my prior enemies are now friends. Not the best friends, but we're friendly. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it, and I do appreciate your diligence. The fact that you diligently use diligence to listen to my show on a diligent basis is so diligent that I am diligently excited and happy that you guys are my listeners. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about today. Sorry, guys. Here's my biggest problem. I've been in radio now almost 6 years. I do not know what the hell to do when my computer slows down. All right, let's talk about women and their sense of smell. Study finds the female brain has almost 50% more olfactory cells. So for those of you who think the women's brain is smaller, we got more olfactory cells. olfactory is for the nose. They say the researchers, according to Daily Mail, have solved the mystery of why women have a better sense of smell. And we also differ in our perceptual evaluation of odors. What does that mean? Well, someone farts, let's say, in your house. And us moms are like, oh, my God, come on, crack open a window. And dad is like, what? What? No, I don't smell anything bad. That's perception. They say males and females greatly differ in their percent. I live with two boys, my husband, dogs, cats. I am always screaming, crack open a flipping window. Women outperform men on many kinds of smell tests. Now, researchers have not known until now why. Well, from an evolutionary standpoint, when we examine our kids or evaluate or whatever, the smell is extremely important in animals. Look at your cats. Your cats, your dogs, everybody sniffs. I always found that odd that a lot of men don't sniff like a female does. All right? And it's, you know, I in this age of equality, I don't want to feel bad talking about biological differences between men and women. Men and women are different. Okay? Doesn't mean they need to be paid differently. Right? As long as you're doing the same job, right? Same type of work, same effort, should be paid the same. But women and men are different. Women do things differently than men a lot of times, on the whole. Alright? Now, I don't, let's say in a grocery store, do what a lot of other women do. Women smell the fruit. Or they'll smell the vegetable. So they'll take the fruit, they'll take the vegetable, and they'll stick it up to their nose. I don't do that because I have no idea how to smell a fruit. My mom taught me you feel it, you bounce it on the ground. If it bounces back, it's good. If it just lies there flat, kaput, you don't eat it because it's already flat. So I do a lot of fruit smashing in the produce section, but I don't smell. But men don't do that. You don't really see the average man smell a piece of fruit. You know, I also smell the milk. Mom, the milk says expires November 6th, so I'll go on to November 6th today. I'll just go smell. That's okay. It's okay. My husband will say, honey, you smell this. You smell this. I have worse sinuses. I'm always deviated and clogged and congested, but my husband's like, you smell this. All right? So I think we could say, without ticking off any groups out there that are trying to defend men and their sense of smell, that women on the whole in general appear to have an affinity towards better sense of smell. Whew. Okay. Professor Roberto Lent from the Institute of Biomedical Sciences at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro and the National Institute of Translational Neuroscience, Ministry of Science and Technology in Brazil, better known as, here we go, in Brazil, has finally found biological evidence, I'm sorry, in the brains of men and women. Sorry. You guys don't know how hard this is. It is so hard to read hours and hours of these articles. I am so sorry, man. It's just, it's so hard to read through this stuff over and over again, night and day. I prep for my show. And some of these are so boring that you gotta make it fun. Anyway, he has found the biological evidence in the brains of men and women. They explain, why does anybody care at this point? Here we go. Sex differences in olfactory detection. By the way, please don't underestimate my audience's desire to hear this. Okay? I think my audience is really interested in sex differences in olfactory detection. Previous studies investigated, this is why this is so exciting. This is why in the science world this is so exciting, right, and so dramatic. Previous studies investigating the biological roots of greater olfactory sensitivity in women have used imaging methods that allow gross measures Okay? You see, this is where it starts to get exciting. Now, what have researchers used? They've used this machine called isotropic fractionator. Oh, now you're listening. Now you're like, wait a second. Ooh, Dr. Dahlia's about to some real hot news. Okay? There's an isotropic fractionator. This is a very fast and reliable technique that was previously developed by a group of researchers at Federal University at Rio de Janeiro. Now, what this does is it measures, I know, now you're listening. It measures the absolute number of cells in a given brain structure. Now, what brain structure have I always thought was super cute, right? What's one of my favorite brain structures? No, it's not the G-spot. No. Brain. It's the olfactory bulb. The olfactory bulb is the cutest little brain structure out there. And it is the first brain region that actually gets your olfactory information that is captured by the nostrils. Now, what they did is they looked at a bunch of post-mortems. So these were dead people, post-mortem brains from 7 men and 11 women that were, I guess, all over 55 at the time of death. The individuals were neurologically healthy. Remember we talked about once your sense of smell goes, that can mean you may die in 5 years. Remember that study came out? That blows. That really does. Yeah, I know, man. I am going to be on heavy nasal decongestants if that starts to happen to me. I'm going to be scared. Anyway, all of these people who were over 55 were neurologically fine. They were healthy. None worked in professions requiring exceptional olfactory ability, so they didn't have, like, a super nose guy. You know when you have, like, someone that does coffee tasting or professional cooking, and they go, oh, well, they got such a good palate? Yeah, okay, you can't use them. Remember, this is a very, very scientific study. And they calculated the number of cells in the bulbs, those little bulbs, of the individuals. Okay. And, oh, I guess there were a lot of researchers involved in this one. And they found that women have 43% more cells in their little baby olfactory bulb than men do. But then they counted neurons specifically. Apparently, nobody wants to do that job anymore, so they got to have this isotropic fractionator thing doing. And the difference reached almost 50% more than women. So I know we can breathe a sigh of relief. Now we know why women smell better. They go, thus, it makes sense. I am so glad that thousands upon thousands of dollars of research finally culminates with us figuring out the, you know, result of this. They say it makes sense to think that more neurons in the female olfactory bulbs will provide women with the higher olfactory sensitivity. So you get the more, the better. The more neurons, the better. You got it? More is better. More always seems to be better. Okay, so are you guys good? Boy, you know, if you guys would just let me do non-medical, non-science, I think it would be a better show. Okay, what else do we have here? Let me see. All right. No, this is spooky. All right. We are going to talk about the 6th type of Facebook killers. Oh, boy. All right. There are personality types. And these personality types use social networks to, I guess, commit murder. And it has been studied now, and they found that there are certain profile types and at least 6 of them. All right. Now, police have tracked 48 Facebook murders. That's what we're calling killers who use social media. We have UK scientists identifying the personality types, and they believe each killer fits into the profile of the following: either a reactor, an informer, an antagonist, a fanaticist, a predator, or an imposter. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Sorry, I'm eating breakfast. Sorry. Okay, hold on a second. I have to swish it down. Now you know why my ratings are so good. All right, here we are with Facebook killers. This is some spooky stuff. Luckily, my kids aren't into Facebook. I found that very odd. My kids, one of them is now a teenager in high school. The other one is a preteen, even though he acts like, you know, his, you know, poop doesn't stink and, you know, he's a teenager too. But they don't really care about Facebook. It's interesting, maybe because they're boys. They are always on YouTube, though. And they are always on, you know, the Call of Duty and Minecraft and GTA and I don't know what the hell. And so they're always doing that kind of stuff, shooting hookers and whatever in the thing. So I don't really have to be as concerned about that as I am concerned with them, where they're on World of Warcraft and there's a stalker. Or didn't they say that Al-Qaeda has operatives playing World of Warcraft? So they are playing with your kids. And so here your kid could be possibly shooting down an Al-Qaeda. And they could be shooting down an Al-Qaeda, really making him mad. And you have no idea that he is ticking off a terrorist. And if your kid goes, yeah, you know, I live in Henderson, Nevada. You know, huh, our street is named Umbrella Court or something like that. Oh, my gosh. Now, this cop, or this, okay, you know? So, I think the FBI, we are paying for FBI agents to play World of Warcraft. How would you like that job? I'm here to serve my country, sir. All right, we are going to, this is going to be a tough, a very, very covert operation. I'm here, I'm ready to put my life on the line. Okay, we need you to sit right here. I'm on it, I am on it. We need your eyes glued to the screen. I am on it, sir, I am on it. Need you to play World of Warcraft. Play World of Warcraft, sir? Yes. I want you to play World of Warcraft, and I want you to find Al-Qaeda on World of Warcraft. That's going to be tough, sir, but if that is what you need me to do, I'll do it all shift along. You don't even have to swap me out. I will do this all shift along. That's our man. Thank you, sir. So that's what happens. Now, Facebook, unfortunately, many of us have been hit on, have been poked, super poked, stalked on Facebook. But luckily, it hasn't gotten to the point where, you know, somebody's gotten to the point where they tried to kill. So, thank God, knock on wood, hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right. So, what are these personality types? Reactor, informer, antagonist, fanaticist. Is that a fanaticist? Predator or imposter. A reactor, they say, is the most common type. And these are responsible for killing 27.1, all right, or responsible for 27.1% of Facebook murders. It's someone who sees comments or photos that engage them, and then they turn around and react. They're reactors. And they react violently with deadly force. They say an example is Wayne Forrester. He killed his wife, Emma, back in 2008 after reading her Facebook posts claiming that they had separated. So somebody sees that, they get mad, and then they react. Reactor, okay? Here's another one now, informer. An informer uses Facebook to tell others they intend to kill the victim. And they have killed the victim. So you know how you guys will hear that there's people who posted on Facebook they're going to kill somebody? Or remember somebody allegedly killed his wife and then he posted her picture on Facebook? That falls under the informer category. Apparently, they think Facebook is a way of demonstrating their control over the victim and the situation, I guess. I did it, but I'm controlling it and I'm posting it. LaShonda Armstrong, they say, is an example of an informer after she asked for forgiveness on her Facebook page following an argument with her partner. Shortly after, she drove into the Hudson River, killing herself and her three children. She wrote, "I'm sorry, everyone, forgive me for what I'm going to do. This is it." Now you have the antagonist. The antagonist is somebody that engages in hostile exchanges. I get a lot of antagonists, all right, just wanting to pick a fight with me. You know, all I said was women have more of a sense of smell. That really doesn't have to be a very passionate war starter. An antagonist will engage in hostile exchanges on Facebook that escalate into a face-to-face fatal attack. They often try to gain a physical advantage when the conflict goes offline. They'll arm themselves with weapons. And apparently this happened in April when two teenage boys, this was reported by Mail Online, when two teenage boys in Chicago were shot dead after getting into an argument on Facebook over a stolen power cord. Apparently they were best friends that were found dead in an apartment. The mom claimed her son had gotten into an argument with his killer right before they were on the network. Now, what about the fanaticists? This is where people cannot separate the make-believe and the reality. It becomes blurred, and murder may ensue. Sometimes a murder is a way for them to maintain the fantasy. So this could be somebody who's really delusional or psychotic. Well, they're all psychotic. And then sometimes they try to do this cover-up, or they kind of play it out so nobody sees that what's really going on is fantasy. So that it's, I don't know, just, yeah, I would think like a fanaticist would be someone who is like, you know, Obama all the way, Obama all the way, it's all about Obama, if you don't like Obama, that would, I would think would be a fanatic. All right, you know, I think it's not fanatic going, oh, you know, I like the president, but, you know, we got some issues. Or, you know, I really don't like the president, but, you know, anyway. A predator. A predator creates and maintains a fake profile. These are the people that we most commonly know of, but that's not the most common type. And they make a fake profile to lure a victim. So let's say you have a 40-year-old male killer who will have a 15-year-old girl as his profile. Lure other girls, meet them offline. Hey, I'm going to be at the mall. Come meet me. Then the imposter will also use a name of somebody else. Then you have an imposter. An imposter is where they try to be somebody completely else and they impost, I guess. Okay? So what's very interesting is 26 of the 48 Facebook murders that we know of occurred in Great Britain. That's a lot. So, all right, so now we kind of know you got the reactor who will react to what you say, the informer that's like, you know what, I'm going to do something, I'm going to let y'all know about it, an antagonist that'll purposely try to mess with you, which I seem to get a lot of, the fanaticist, the fantasist, I think that's probably the fantasist, a predator, and then an imposter. So how do you stay safe? Well, number one is, first, in terms of your kids, know what your kids are doing, all right? When they're locked up in the room at night, my kids are very, very fortunate to have something I didn't have, my own room. These kids have their own room. A luxury that I never had as a kid. In fact, even to this day, I don't have my own room because everybody still comes into my room, right? They still jump into the bed. They'll sleep at night, or they'll eat, or they'll have all their junk. So even my room is still not my own. Right. One of these days, I hope to get my own room. I mean, with my husband, of course. But if your kid has his own room and he closes the door, go in and open it once in a while. See what he's doing. Let them know these things happen. If the kid is a good kid and a smart kid, he'll understand why you are looking. And you're not looking to snoop. You're not looking at messages. You're not looking at that. But you want to take a look at some of the responses. Now, I think it is not out of beyond reason to ask your kids to allow you to be friends on Facebook, okay? If your kids want to private message somebody, they can private message somebody. And please reinforce to them that nothing's private on Facebook, okay? Obviously, the Facebook people can see what you're posting. So let them, and then you're not seeing private messages that they have, but you can see the posts. All right, honestly, well, my kid won't let me do this because they want to post stuff about me. Should your kid be posting stuff about you? If your kid is posting something online that they don't want you to see, they have no business being on Facebook to begin with. And now for you, if there's anybody kooky doing any of these things, all right, before you defriend them or block them, especially if they're an informer, you may want to get some authorities involved, especially when they're saying, I want to kill somebody. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryder wants me to discuss how to get back at your boss and not get fired. I'd like to find out more about what is going on with you particularly or anybody with their bosses, and why you want to get back at them. My guess is it's not fun and in jest. My guess is you guys want to get back at your boss because they did something that you are really, really ticked off at, okay? Not letting you have the time off, taking credit for something that you did. It is so difficult when you have somebody superior to you in that hierarchy, all right, that you can't, we had talked to someone in the military, a female in the military who had called in when we were talking about sexual harassment in the military and, women being on the front lines and, how should non-military civilian courts handle sex crimes in the military or harassment cases, etc. And she said, you guys have no idea what's going on. There is no way we could go up the chain of command with this. You know, she said, when you are getting harassed over and over and over again, and when you are, there is no one you could go to. Everybody is friends and buddies with everybody else. There's no, you know, and, we're in 2014, but this still happens. It's, you know, it's interesting. One of my patients has been watching Mad Men. And we just started watching it ourselves. And I don't know much about where it's supposed to go. I mean, it's kind of okay. I've only gotten through the first 6 episodes, maybe. But there's a lot of sexual harassment. A lot. You know? And, you know, my husband asked me, and he said, was it really, though, that blatant? You know, so he asked his dad and, you know, his mom and stuff, you know, what was it like back in the 60s? You know, when we asked my mom, she was like, oh, yeah, that was nothing. I mean, there was this, there was this, there was this, there was this. You know, and so we've definitely made a lot of improvements when it comes to, you know, how you're allowed to be treated publicly. But that doesn't mean things aren't happening privately. And so, you know, our eyes have been open to a lot of sexual assaults going on now on campus, sexual harassment, sexual assaults in the military. And it doesn't matter what year it is. All right, things are going to happen. People are animals, and people act like animals. All right, both women and men act like animals to each other. So now you have a boss that you want to get back at. Okay, have I had bosses that have grabbed me, harassed me? Yeah. Would I like to get back at them? I would. I told you how I got back at one of them. He wasn't so much my boss. I told you one of my quote unquote superior residents was making me do menial tasks like cleaning his desk. Getting his girlfriend food downstairs, how I got back at him was very, very simple. I told you guys how I did this. His girlfriend was coming in from the airport. I had to, she was going to be dropped off at the hospital. I was supposed to make sure she got something to eat, take her to do a couple things, and then have her sit in his office. I'm like, what the hell? And clean his office. And I'm like, I got to take care of patients. I mean, I'm a medical student. I got stuff to do. So instead, what I did is as I was cleaning his office, he had a picture of her on the desk. I took the picture of her out, and I put another woman's picture in there. I cut a picture out of a magazine, and that didn't look like a magazine. That looked like a real picture. And I put another woman in the frame. I put that frame there. I had it all cleaned up. So then I brought her there, and I said, look, you know, he's in surgery. When he's done, you know, with surgery, he'll be here. You just kick back, relax. I got to go. Okay, so after my whole 2-hour episode on that and the guy's girlfriend, I can now move, or fiancé. All right, well, obviously, she had to spend the 2 hours sitting there staring at this other woman's picture on her fiancé's desk. I got in trouble, but he couldn't do too much because he's going to go to his superior and say, I made Dahlia clean my desk. You know, what's he going to do? So if you're going to get, the moral to that story is if you're going to get somebody back, you got to get them back on the same playing field where they cannot, I guess, report you because you got them back because they were making you do something you should have never done. You see what I mean? I wish there was, and I'm sure it's out there, I wish there was a type of invisible powder or paint such that if your boss grabs you, you know, or accidentally hits your breast, hits your butt, that fingerprint or that handprint lights up or something, or changes color. And then you just show him, look at what you just did. All right, or show his body. You see what I mean? You know what? You gotta get them back where they can't tattle on you or fire you, because then they're going down with you. It's a very, very dangerous. It's dangerous. You don't, personally, I would quit. My only problem is when you quit, they win. There's a lot of bosses out there that are riding you, so you do quit. All right? And sometimes not quitting could be getting them back, standing firm. All right, my suggestion to any of you, especially in this current workforce, is one is make sure you are documenting everything. Document everything, because this job, no matter, even if it's not in the current line of work that you want to be in, it's still on your resume. You still have to account for it when you apply to other jobs. So my recommendation is to make sure you still are looking in the best light. All right, so anytime the boss does something that's crappy to you or whatever, you document it. If there's a witness as to what that happened, have them document it too. Now, a lot of coworkers, they want to stay out of it. They're like, leave me alone, I want to stay out of it. It's okay if they want to stay out of it, but if they witnessed it, you could still write down in your personal notes, this was witnessed by Gene, this was witnessed by Bob, etc. And Bob was, at the time, working on X, Y, and Z. If you think whatever is happening is going to be going farther along, then you want to make sure as fresh as possible, you're keeping that diary. So if Bob's like, I wasn't even there. You witnessed the assault or you witnessed the workers' comp accident because, according to this, you were at the time working on the, I don't know, Billy Bob account, and you had been whatever, where the account of what you were doing, kind of what the witness was doing, or where he was and what he was wearing at the time was so vivid that that's really hard to make up. You see what I mean? All right. So you want to make sure you're documenting everything. You also want to make sure that you're doing everything by the book. So let's say, for example, you came up with a sales pitch. You got the sales pitch, you sent it. I love emails because that's proof. That's time and date stamped. And that, so even if they erase the email, you have it. Hotmail has it. Gmail has it. So any ideas you want to put in writing. Now, if nobody works by letters or forms or whatever, emails. I do that all the time. Whenever I talk to production companies, I'm like, here's a great idea pitch. This is what I came up with. Bum, 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 bum. Corollaries of it, whatever. Not because I want to screw them so they never get to use that idea, but so that nobody can say it didn't come from me. All right? So you want to make sure you have stuff in writing. You want to make sure date stamped, etc. Make sure you're coming to work on time. Document, I came to work on time. Just be an exemplary employee. Okay? If there is a manager above, okay, you need to be very, very careful. If you just think the boss doesn't like you and you want to go to the guy above him, all right, that won't be looked at kindly. And we've talked about this before, and I know we're coming up on the end of the hour. But a lot of times upper management, they don't want drama, but they want positivity. All right? And you could say, look, I want to work closer with the current boss on this. I think he underestimates me, that I don't do as good a job as I can. Look at everything I've done. I got a lot of ideas. What could we do to enhance the relationship? Now you got to work together closer. You'll be harder to fire. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
For Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.